Chapter 34, Into a New Century, 1992 to present. Why it matters. During the 1990s, a technological revolution transformed society. President Clinton pushed for budget cuts, healthcare and welfare reforms, and global trade. He also worked for peace in the Middle East and the Balkans. In 2000, George W. Bush won the presidency. He supported tax cuts, a new energy program, increased trade, and a missile defense system. After terrorists killed thousands of people in the United States, the new president launched a war on terrorism. The impact today. Major developments of the era continue to influence modern society. The use of the Internet is widespread in commerce, schools, and government. The North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, continues to shape economic relations between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. The debate between conservatives and liberals continues in the United States. Section 1. The Technological Revolution. An American Story. After years as a magazine editor and television news commentator, Michael Kinsley jumped into the new technology of the Internet in 1996 by agreeing to edit an online magazine called Slate. "I was determined," Kinsley said, "to be on the next train to pull out of the station no matter where it was going, provided that I was the engineer." Soon, newspaper and print magazines were also developing web resources. Television stations also used the Internet to update news stories, allowing consumers to access news when and how they wanted. As Kinsley explained, web readers surf. They go quickly from site to site. If they really like a particular site, they may visit it often, but they are unlikely to devote a continuous half hour or more to any one site. This appears to be in the nature of the web and not something that is likely to change. From Slate Goes Free. Slate, February 13, 1999. The rise of the compact computer. The development of a computer capable of supporting publications such as Slate began at the end of World War II. The world's first electronic digital computer, called ENIAC, Electronic Numerical Integrator and Computer, went into operation in February 1946. ENIAC weighed over 30 tons and took up as much floor space as a medium-sized house. In 1957, Gordon Moore, Robert Noyce, and other young scientists and engineers developed the first integrated circuit, a complete electronic circuit on a single chip of the element silicon, which made circuits vastly easier to manufacture. Other electronics companies sprang up south of San Francisco, an area soon nicknamed Silicon Valley. In 1968, Moore and Noyce formed Intel for Integrated Electronics, a company that revolutionized computers by combining on a single chip several integrated circuits containing both memory and computing functions. Called microprocessors, these new chips further reduced the size of computers, increased their speed, and expanded their functions. Computers for everyone. Using microprocessor technology, Stephen Wozniak and his 20-year-old friend Stephen Jobs set out to build a small computer suitable for personal use. In 1976, they founded Apple Computer and completed the Apple I. The following year, they introduced the Apple II, the first practical and affordable home computer. Apple's success sparked intense competition in the computer industry. In 1981, International Business Machines, or IBM, introduced its own compact machine, which it called the personal computer, or PC. Apple responded in 1984 with the revolutionary Macintosh, a new model featuring a simplified operating system using on-screen graphic symbols called icons, which users could manipulate with a hand-operated device called a mouse. Bill Gates and Microsoft. As Jobs and Wozniak were creating Apple, 19-year-old Harvard dropout Bill Gates co-founded Microsoft to design PC software, the instructions used to program computers to perform desired tasks. In 1980, IBM hired Microsoft to develop an operating system for its new PC. Gates quickly paid a Seattle programmer $50,000 for the rights to his software, and with some refinements, it became MS-DOS, or Microsoft Disk Operating System. In 1985, Microsoft introduced the Windows operating system, which enabled PCs to use the mouse-activated on-screen graphic icons that the Macintosh had popularized. Soaring sales and rising Microsoft stock values made Gates a billionaire at the age of 31. Compact computers soon transformed the workplace, linking employees within an office or among office branches. They became essential tools in virtually every kind of business. By the late 1990s, many workers used home computers and electronic mail to telecommute or do their jobs via computer without having to go to the office. Reading check. Describing. How was Microsoft different from other computer companies? The telecommunications revolution. A parallel revolution in communications coincided with the growing impact of computers. In the 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s, the government loosened telecommunications regulations, allowing more companies to compete in the telephone and television industries. In 1996, Congress passed the Telecommunications Act. This act allowed telephone companies to compete with each other and to send television signals, but it also permitted cable television companies to offer telephone service. Such developments spurred the creation of new technologies, such as web-enabled cellular phones and other mixing of data platforms. Reading check. Explaining. How did deregulation affect the telecommunications industry? The rise of the Internet. Digital electronics also made possible a new worldwide communication system. The Internet let computer users post and receive information and communicate with each other. It had its roots in a computer networking system that the U.S. Defense Department's Advanced Research Project Agency established in 1969. Known as ARPANET, this system linked government agencies, defense contractors, and scientists at various universities, enabling them to communicate with each other by electronic mail. In 1985, the National Science Foundation funded several supercomputer centers across the country. This paved the way for the Internet, a global information system that operated commercially rather than through the government. At first, Internet users employed different types of information. With the development of the Hypertext Transport Protocol, or HTTP, the new software known as web browsers, the Internet rapidly expanded. Users could now click on Internet links using their computer mouse and easily jump from website to website. Internet use expanded by almost 300% between 1997 and 2000. The Internet also spawned a dot-com economy, from the common practice of using a business name as a worldwide web address followed by .com. Seemingly rich with promise, a wide variety of .com companies made millions of dollars for stock investors without ever earning actual profit from operations. Internet-related stocks helped fuel the prosperity of the 1990s, but dropped dramatically in 2000, raising questions about the ultimate profitability of online companies. Reading check. Explaining. How did the Internet expand business opportunities? Breakthroughs in biotechnology. Computers greatly assisted scientists engaged in biotechnology, the managing of biological systems to improve human life. Computers made it possible to study and manipulate genes and cells at the molecular level. Through biotechnology, researchers developed new medicines, animal growth hormones, genetically engineered plants, and industrial chemicals. Unraveling the secrets of life. The first steps toward biotechnology came in 1953 when American molecular biologist James Watson and his British colleague Francis Crick deciphered the structure of deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA. DNA is the genetic material in cells that determine all forms of life. Once scientists learned how to read the message of DNA, their new knowledge improved medical research and provided law enforcement with new methods of identification. Further research in biotechnology created artificial genes and assisted genetic engineering for plants, animals, and humans. The Human Genome Project. For years, scientists talked of mapping out the human genome by recording the DNA sequence of the human species. With the development of supercomputers, the Human Genome Project began in earnest at the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, in 1990. NIH decided to place all of the Human Genome Project's data on the Internet to make it available to scientists all over the world free of charge. Researchers hope to prevent any single nation or private laboratory from controlling the outcome and limiting the use of genome findings. In February 2001, the project completed its first map of the human genome. Medical researchers expected that this information would help them determine which genes made people more susceptible to disease, thereby improving medical diagnoses and preventive medication and assisting in finding cures. Reading check. Explaining. How did computers assist the development of biotechnology?